here to tell us more about the exhibition is the head of creative design for the exhibition, Gary Moynihan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Felix. How are you doing?
I'm going very well. Now, one of my producers, before I came on air, said that I was going to get grilled on my pronunciation of Van Gogh. And I understand the correct one is like with a Van Gogh, with a, you know, kind of the, I don't know the name of that sound, but it's not one we often
hear
in English.
You've got to really hawk at it. You've got to go, Van
Gogh. I tend to pass up on it just so I don't phlegm over the microphone accidentally, because that would be horrible for everyone involved. But that is the correct pronunciation if you're curious. So what was it about Van Gogh art that inspired this idea for this multi-sensory exhibition?
I think it just naturally lends itself really well to a projection environment, which is largely what Van Gogh life is. So certainly, you know, the colors and textures of his iconic artwork holds up really well when projected, and we can, you know, go into the detail of it and the actual individual brush strokes almost. So we can capture all of that as well. It also lends itself really well to, you know, taking it a step further. So we actually animate some of the content as well for just to bring it to another level as well. Mm. I guess overall our one of our driving principles as a company at Grand Exhibition is to really, you know, take, you know, art and culture to a wider audience than usually appreciates it. So that kind of drives our thinking on it as well.
So how did you go about combining sound, imagery, and space to create this collective environmental experience? You mentioned the projection in there. What are the other things that people can expect to see as they're going through the exhibition?
So it's a large projection environment, which we call a Sensory 4 Gallery. And basically, it combines a couple of the human senses, you know, to create the experience. So you've got the vision, which is the projection of the artwork. We also complement that with a classical music score as well. So all of the content is timed to the music. We also have a scent in the gallery as well. So it's, again, it's activating another human sense there. The content itself then, I suppose, to kind of construct the show as such, it's largely around Van Gogh, you know, his life story. So it starts out very early in the Netherlands and then progresses through into, you know, to Paris and to Arles in the south of France, where he started, you know, really mastering his color. So he's got those famous sunflower images, and then going into the Starry Night images and things like that as well.
So with people being able to walk through the mind and the art of Van Gogh, what do you think this fully immersive way of consuming and enjoying his art adds to the experience? And also, how was that on the creative side for the team behind it, getting to dive in and kind of unpack and, you know, redesign the artwork in a manner of speaking of one of, you know, the most acclaimed artists of all time?
Yeah, look, it's a really good point, actually. And I think I'd probably say that we're not trying to change the artwork as such. It's still very much, you know, very central to that is to being mindful and respectful of the artwork itself, and really not to take from it, but to enhance it, if anything. So I suppose the main thing would be just the sheer scale of this, that people, you know, can physically walk through a huge gallery space. And we're talking about a, I think some in particularly in the Sydney one here, where we're about to open, I think we're about 1,800 square meters of gallery space. So it's a huge environment with big, huge projections. And then, you can see all the detail of the artwork because of that as well.
Mm. And when it comes to these big, multidimensional, immersive experiences, how do you think this has a future in art, be it film, music, and games? You know, these kind of crossing boundaries between mediums to enhance these experiences, you know, is this something that you think that people will be inspired by and kind of take off after this series of exhibitions? Or is, you know, is this maybe kind of a 1-2 punch?
Yeah, sure. Look, I think in terms of the content itself, it's really timeless, you know, so it can certainly see that continue on. But there is, and you raise a good point, there is a natural kind of crossover between disciplines. So we're definitely seeing that much more in exhibition design. In terms of, would say, traditional exhibitions from fine art galleries and things like that. So we're actually moving into a couple of spaces like that ourselves as a company, where you know, we're being contacted from large organizations internationally that are kind of going, hey, we want to create, you know, an environment where we can attract visitors. So, you know, galleries worldwide are really struggling, you know, with numbers. Even before COVID, you know, numbers were going down. So they're always looking at interesting ways to attract a new audience and to keep existing audiences, and as well, actually, to showcase large parts of their collection that, you know, because they're in storage and can't be displayed easily, that a digital platform allows them to do that as well. So, but it certainly crosses over game design, you know, said exhibition design, even into areas like retail design and things like that. To really be able to surround people in something, and it's almost like cutting off the outside world in some ways, and cutting off distractions from phones and technology by almost bombarding them with a different type of technology.
Well, fantastic. Gary, thank you so much for joining us here on Drive. It's been great hearing from you.
Sure. Well, look, I hope your listeners can get to this in Sydney. It's a really special one for us at Grand Exhibitions as well. It's the first time we've held an exhibition here in Australia. We've done, I think, over about 100 cities around the world, but this is the first one in Australia, so it's a really special one for us.
Yeah, all right. Well, I will let you go, Gary. Thank you so much again.